Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, The Long Way Around.
Lord, how great Thou art! 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 O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee,
my God, to Thee.
How great Thou art!
How great Thou art!
How great Thou art!
How great Thou art!
Then sings my soul,
my Savior God,
to Thee,
my God, to Thee.
How great Thou art!
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Lord, how great Thou art!
Then sings my
soul, my Savior God,
to Thee,
my God, to Thee.
How great Thou art!
How great Thou art!
How great Thou art!
How great Thou art!
Then sings my
soul, my Savior God,
to Thee,
my God, to Thee.
How great Thou art!
How great Thou art!
How great Thou art!
How great Thou art!
In the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse 5, the scriptures give to us this account of God's plan. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land, which the Lord sware unto their fathers, that he would give us a land that floweth with milk and honey. We can find from this portion of Scripture the reason why the Lord did take them the long way around, because they did not believe. Of unbelief, they died, their carcasses fell in the wilderness. And we can see how long the Lord used to keep them there in the wilderness. We can see who it was who died. These men of war. Now, the book of Joshua has as its theme conquest of the land. And what, when could a man of war be better needed? When could he do his greatest service? During a time of war. But the Lord removed these men of war from the population of the nation of Israel. Now, they didn't have anyone to teach them, to lead them, other than the Lord. They had to rely upon the Lord for their deliverance and for their protection. So the Lord was leading them the long way around that he might fulfill his purpose. He was also leading them the long way around, and a result of this long way around was to purge the nation. The Lord can purge us during trials when it seems as though we have prayed and we would love to have the Lord remove the difficulty instantly. We prayed, Lord. Now, why is it that we still have to bear this burden? Why is it that there is no answer right away? We were in sincerity. We really repented of it, Lord. But there is still the long wait. The Lord takes us the long way around. And during that time, the product is purged of things that are not necessary. I'm reminded of how that the pioneers moving west many times would start out with a lot of products on their wagons. And as the journey grew on and the horses became tired, the people would drop things along the way that they said, this is not necessary for us. We don't need to be carrying this extra weight. Now, when they started out, it was unthinkable to leave certain items behind. But as they traveled on, they left these things behind. They left them by the wayside because they wanted to finish the journey. And so the Lord, taking us on a long journey, can weary us to so that we can see what really does matter in this walk of faith. He also uses the long way to build character, to build us up, to strengthen us, to make us fit servants for his army. He also uses this long way to test the product, to reveal what is really there. Will this vessel be suited for the purpose that he intends for it to be? And then he uses that long way to direct our focus. You know, you many times will have many, many things that you want to do. But when there is a pressure situation upon you and it doesn't go away in a hurry, you'll have the tendency to really focus on what really does matter. Small things that used to at one time upset you, why, they don't matter anymore. You're now on the long, weary journey of trying to get across to the other side. Another question we might ask about this long way, whose choice was it that we are now taking the long way? Was it something you did? Was it something the enemy set before you and caused you not to want to go God's way? Did you run from something to take the long way around? Or was it God's choice? Well, if it's the Lord's choice, then he certainly will take you through to the other side. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.